Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge. I remember it was a fun one.
Thank you. Well, I said the letters C and D together sound like the word CD, and the letters I and V together sound like Ivy. I said, take the 18 letters in the phrase end backstage TV quiz and rearrange them into pairs, using each letter exactly once to make 9 common uncapitalized words phonetically. Can you do it? Well, the answer was AT, BD, EZ, IC, KG, NV, QD, SA, and UE. The last one, UE, being slang for a U-turn. There was an almost alternative answer, with 7 of the answers being the same, but also doing NE and VU. But I didn't accept that VU equals view, because the dictionaries say that view is a one syllable.
We received 1,104 correct responses, and the winner this week is Julia Fry of Brooklyn, New York. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. This is crazy and a little scary.
Well, I heard that you leaned on Will Shortz's crossword puzzle to solve the challenge.
I did. Yeah, there was this. We always keep a book of crosswords floating around. It usually stays in the bathroom.
A good place for it, I say.
Right, it's on the toilet bank. And way back when, I did a crossword where there were similar, like, phonetic clues.
Awesome. And what do you do for a living?
I'm an actor and a video designer, but I'm also a recent mom. I have an 8-week-old.
An 8-week-old? Oh, my goodness. Yes. You must be very tired.
I am. I if I don't do well, I'm going to blame baby brain.
Okay. That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah.
I think that's totally fair.
Our little guy is named Will.
Oh, man.
I think it's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. Will, what do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know if I'm flattered, but that's very cool.
He's named after a grandfather, not after Will Shortz.
Yeah.
And yet, I feel like there's some synchronicity going on here today. All right, Julia, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Julia, I'm going to give you some 7-letter words. For each one, change the first and last letters, but only the first and last letters, to make a new uncapitalized 7-letter word.
Okay.
And both the first and last letters have to change.
Okay.
For example, if I said tourism, you would say nourish, because the two words share the middle 5 letters, and you change the first and last ones.
Okay, great.
All right, number one is partook, P-A-R-T-O-O-K. So you want to keep the A-R-T-O-O.
Yeah.
And it's something in most newspapers.
Cartoon.
Cartoon, is it? Good. Number two is tersely, T-E-R-S-E-L-Y.
Herself.
Herself, nice. Gunroom, G-U-N-R-O-O-M.
Sunroof.
Sunroof, nice. Hellish, H-E-L-L-I-S-H. And here's your hint. It's a musician.
Yeah. Oh, a cellist.
A cellist, is it? Lorelei, L-O-R-E-L-E-I. It's part of an animal or an insect?
Four legs.
That's nice. Amazing. I was about to say, this is hard.
How about carcass? C-A-R-C-A-S-S. It's a kind of humor.
A biting humor.
Gosh. Oh, sarcasm.
Sarcasm, is it? Try this one. Gordian, G-O-R-D-I-A-N.
Cordial.
Cordial, nice. Lignite, L-I-G-N-I-T-E. And it's something everyone likes for themselves. That's a terrible hint.
I was about to say that's a terrible hint.
Try this. Self-respect.
To carry yourself with.
Dignity.
Dignity, is it? Good.
Oh, I'm losing my dignity.
You are not. You're doing great.
Here's your last one. Parting. P-A-R-T-I-N-G.
Something good at the end of a day.
There you go.
Martini.
A martini. Nice job.
You did really well. How do you feel?
Oh, in need of a martini. No, I feel great. That was super fun.
Yeah, you were really, really great. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin for little Will, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzleandjulia. Which member station do you listen to?
I am a sustaining member of WNYC.
Woohoo! That's Julia Fry of Brooklyn, New York. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Lulu and Will. This was great.
Thank you, Julia.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Think of two five-letter words that are opposites. One of them begins with E, the other ends with E. Drop both of the E's, and the remaining eight letters can be rearranged to spell a new word that is relevant. What are these three words? So again, two five-letter words that are opposites. One starts with E, the other ends in E. Drop both those E's, and the remaining eight letters can be rearranged to spell a new word that is relevant. What three words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks a lot, Lulu.